ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू ऑन दिस इवनिंग ऑफ 10th ऑफ एप्रिल, तृतीय ऑफ चैत्र मंथ ऑफ विक्रम संवत 2073। हरे कृष्णा। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू टेल यू सम फिलॉसफी टू प्रिपेयर योर माइंड टू हैव अ स्मॉल टूर ऑफ वृंदावन। श्री वृंदावन इज अ पर्सनैलिटी, while being a place it's also a personality, because Sri Vrindavan is not different from Sri Krishna, like Dham is not different from Dhami, the supreme personality of Godhead. Naam Rupa Lila Dham, the name of the Lord is not different, the form of the Lord is not different, the Lila of the Lord also is not different from the Lord, and the Dham, the place of the Lord, is also not different. And being personality, Dham is also very dynamic. It's very dynamic. And being spiritual is extremely dynamic. And Dham relates to you. Dham reveals to you that it is not different from Sri Krishna himself. I was in the hospital many years back. When I used to get stone pains regularly in those days. So His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj had come to meet, to stay and to be there, and he came to meet me also. He spent long time with me. We had a long discussion, but some part of discussion was that he asked me, "Do you love Vrindavan?" I said, "Yes, Maharaj, I love Vrindavan." So he said, "Then your life will not be very easy for you." I said, "Why is that?" He said, "Those who love Vrindavan, Sri Krishna will personally intervene in their life, and their life will be full of, I would not say miseries, but full of challenges, which will lead to lot of purification, so that Sri Krishna will be able to take you back home, back to Godhead." So from that point of view, Sri Vrindavan Dham, staying in Vrindavan Dham is not something like a picnic, you know. When you go to Vrindavan in Yatra, at that time there is one experience, because so many devotees are there and so many devotees are there. Every day you are just busy traveling to one place to another. Every day you are busy hearing the holy name, the katha of the holy name, eating prasad and just getting tired and again going to the next place. And then by the time you go to the last place, within few hours you have to sit in the train and come back. So in that kind of situation, there is no gap in between for you to fall in Maya. It's arranged that way. You remain fully engaged in hearing and chanting. But when you go there for a long time, then there is a big challenge. So it is explained in scriptures that one can go in Yatra with the devotees. One must go to Yatra with the devotees to Dham, in the company of sincere devotees. May not be all the time you get pure devotee with you, but some sincere devotees who are very sincere at heart, they should be accompanying you. If you have to go alone, then it is prescribed that you only go for 3 days and not more than 3 days. Because Maya is extremely strongly present over there along with Sri Krishna. To the extent Sri Krishna is present in Dham, to that extent Maya also is present in equal strength there. When Sri Krishna was there, even Kamsa was there. Arishtasura and all the big demons also were existing that time only. Even when Sri Krishna was there, there were so many challenges were there. So one will not be able to bear those if he is alone. So 3 days out. Or one can go there with the instruction of Guru, that you go and you have some service there. So the service of Guru and the instruction of Guru will protect you from falling in Maya, or for getting degraded or getting fallen down. And Sri Vrindavan Dham is a very unique situation. I remember when I was in Vrindavan in 1992, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj also came there for 5 weeks to stay. And he said Vrindavan is a very intense churning place. It really churns you from from the bottom of the heart. And so many unexpected things happen in Vrindavan, what you never expect. So, two things simultaneously happened when you stay in Vrindavan. Not in Yatra. Yatra is only ecstasy. Of course, Yatra also, there are many things happen. Like for example, Sarvaka Krishna Prabhu had his foot twisted to 180 degrees. Like you have your toes in front, his toes were behind. That kind of twist he had. No blood supply, no pulse, nothing. He would have lost his foot actually. He would have become lame. It was such an intense event. He just fell down from rickshaw and his full foot was twisted to 180 degrees. And so many people get heart attacks and fractures and I don't know. In the night, when we do medical service, so many amazing things happen, you know. People also have died in Yatra. So, Dham is very intense. So, at one level, there is tremendous physical, mental, social agonies come when you go there. And at the same time, there is extremely wonderful spiritual ecstasies that you simultaneously experience. So that is why, if you have, I wrote one line to all of you in between. If you have sufficient taste for the holy name of the Lord, for the pastimes of the Lord, and for the dham of the Lord, then you will be able to bear the onslaughts of Maya and the tests sent by Krishna. This sentence I sent to you. Remember? So, at one level you will undergo tremendous agony, pain, sufferings and challenges and fights will go on. Another level you will be able to really relish the beautiful pastimes of the Lord or be in ecstasy of Dham itself. Dham has got tremendous stock of ecstasy for you. And the only way to access that ecstasy while being in Dham is very strong sadhana. If one is weak in sadhana, then Maya will completely sweep you away, completely drown you and drag you down to the most lowest platform. It is also explained that if you want to fall down, you can go to Vrindavan. Best place to fall down. Because if you go to Dham and you are not Krishna conscious, suppose, you are just at the picnic you go there, then Maya will completely take over you and finish you completely, destroy you. So it is extremely important, whichever way you go, whether you go in Yatra with devotees, whether you go for alone 3 days, and whether you go with order of Gurudev for you for a long time, in all the three conditions of life, you have to do your sadhana very intensely in Vrindavan to actually stay in Vrindavan. Otherwise your body will be in Vrindavan, you will be somewhere else in hell actually. That's the situation. No. Offense of devotees in Vrindavan is one chapter altogether. Lack of Krishna consciousness because of lack of good sadhana is another chapter. You may not offend any devotees. You must do sense gratification in Vrindavan. Hai na? That's possible. Na? Nowadays, unfortunately, most of the holy places have become picnic spots. People go there, eat pizzas and... I mean, eating pizza is not a sin, but the mood is to enjoy. We are not against eating pizzas. We also sell pizzas in ISKCON temple. But it's Mahaprasad. But the mood of people who come from outside these days is to simply enjoy, eat in hotels, you know, nice food, Chinese, is that, and drink, make merry. Many people go for honeymoon there, and what all things they do in the dham. So if they go to Badrinath and they have chow mein and they have bisleri, beer and liquor, and they go for honeymoon there, have snowfall. So the places which are meant for intense spiritual practice, basically renunciation. I mean, we are not supposed to be renounced like sadhus and sannyasis in Vrindavan. But even when we go to Vrindavan, we are supposed to have a certain level of renunciation. You know, we cannot just go on doing the same things in Vrindavan that we are doing in Bombay. We have to restrain from there. We have to prepare our mind to restrict ourselves to not to do those sense gratification activities which we have been used to doing in cities when we live. That's why we have lecture before going to yatra, the preparation of mind and consciousness, how do we go to dham, how to approach dham, what is dham, and what not to do in dham, what to do in dham, how to increase spiritual activities in dham, so that we can perceive dham the way it should be perceived by all of us. So even we were not viraktas like sannyasis, still we have to go in a particular mood to dham, so that dham can reveal to you its own glories. But we go to dham and either, as Mataji said, offend devotees there or dhamvasis there, then we get destroyed totally, spiritually. And we get destroyed in such a way that you don't even feel like I'm destroyed. That's another part of the story. Maya is so wonderful and so subtle that you are getting destroyed but don't even feel that I'm destroyed. You feel that I'm so wonderful. Or if your sadhana is very poor and you do not follow Guru's instruction, disobey your Guru's order, what has been told to you, you don't chant your round properly, you are looking for sense gratification, then again you get swayed away, completely swept away by Maya. Another thing of Maya's, Vrindavan Dham's nature, as a dynamic, as I told you, dynamic personality of Sri Vrindavan Dham, is that anything can happen anytime in the Dham. The most unexpected thing that you can ever imagine to happen, you will have it happen for you, to you. That's Vrindavan. Like one fine day, every day I'm going to darshan and I'm going to chant and come back to temple, from temple, and I expect I will take breakfast and do some yoga and I'll go to work, to hospice. And suddenly the president of Noida temple is gone, comes there dead. We are of course informed that he is going to come. But he came in Koshi, in Brajbhumi. He took his last breath there only. Yeah. Brajbhakti Vilas. He died. Somewhere, I think, in the first week of March. And just imagine, everybody comes there from Vrindavan temple, because he's a very famous personality. He built the Noida temple, worked very hard for many years. So all Vrindavan authorities come, devotees come, neighbors, devotees come, and Noida people also have already come. So it's a big thing. Now 200 people are there in the hospice and we have to manage their crying, and we have to do all that service to just comfortable, pani, children, crying people, final rite, death certificate, municipality, this, that, crematorium, everything we have to coordinate. So finally at 11:30, they pick the body up and they take him to Jamuna for final rites. And many devotees accompany, because very dear devotee to many devotees. So, one of my neighbors is that opposite building of hospice, you know. There are many devotees stay. Even Chandani also stays there only. So, one of the old man who stays there for many years, he also goes for... If you miss the point... Then you'll lose the point, what I'm telling you. So, one of the persons also goes with the funeral. And funeral gets over and he just dies on the spot at the bank of Jamuna in the arms of his son. Most unexpected. And then that dead body comes in the afternoon, 2:30 in the hospice again. Another 2-3 hour ceremony and all the activities, and then next morning the body goes to... So you cannot imagine what to expect in Vrindavan. Everybody, all the coward boys and Krishna and nicely dressed up, and aarti is done and chanted mantras, brahmanas chanting mantras, everybody is just singing songs and going. Suddenly Arishtasur comes, suddenly Keshi comes, you know, suddenly something most unexpected. Nice festival is going on. Oh, Krishna has turned on one side today. There's a festival in Nandagaon, in Gokul, sorry. And everybody is enjoying, and Krishna gets tired and she puts him to sleep, and suddenly that whole cart just crashes down to ground. Shakatasur. And suddenly Putana comes at the sixth day of his birth. Do you expect this to happen? No, one beautiful lady came, so she feels like, oh, Lakshmi Devi has come from Vaikuntha to bless my child. Look at her beauty. Who else can be so beautiful than Lakshmi Devi? Lakshmi Devi has disguised herself to come to give blessing to my little Kana. And that lady comes, turns out to be Putana, who wants to poison him to kill him actually. And same way the festival is going on, in the crack, the whole cart just crashes down. And everybody says, yes, yes, Krishna, kick the cart. Kick the spokes of the cart, and then everything fell down and the demon died like this. Everybody just engaged in a nice puja of Govardhan, suddenly the rains start coming. Just complete destruction, completely. It's not simple misery, you know, you fought with your wife and wife said something to you and you are thinking, why she said like this to me? I shouldn't have said like this to me. And whole night I could not sleep because of that. This kind of, you know, petty things which we are so much bothered with. But suppose you come to know, you go across a situation where you are pregnant for 8 months and Arishtasur comes in Arishtagram and you abort because of the fear of Arishtasur. You can imagine that misery? Not one lady. So many gopis who are pregnant, they abort their babies. They are embracing trees and crying, and that fear they abort. This is not something which is, you know, petty misery. It's really, you have to have so much strength. And then Krishna comes and kills Arishtasura, everybody is so happy. And then Radha Kund, Shyam Kund comes up from that story. The most highest holy place is revealed. So the point I'm trying to convey to you is that if you are interested in knowing the glory of Vrindavan, then you have to have very strong sadhana. On the strength of that sadhana, that will be revealed to you and you can appreciate also. It's like that. If you want to drink hot tea or hot drink, you have to be trained how to drink it. If you just start gulping it, you will burn yourself, everything. You have to drink in a very particular way. You have to sip it nicely and take the benefit of heat also, not to burn yourself also. But it will be very finely. You can't even give a hot tea cup to your small child in hand. Can Jamuna Bhakti will give to her child a hot tea cup and he will just drink it? It's not possible. Vrindavan is like that. Another thing is Vrindavan is having 66 billion holy places as per Rupa Goswami, as per Padma Purana.
66 billion.
Billion. Where Krishna performed pastimes. That means each place has pastime. Now we have hardly few hundred places left, maybe 500 or 1,000 places left, which we can still see and know the pastime. And each in Vrindavan itself, I'm talking about Braj Mandal, has got 66 billion holy places as per Rupa Goswami. And they are not revealed now, they are all extinguished. We don't even know, buildings have come up and we don't even know what happened there. Some of them are present and they are told to us by acharyas. But in the remaining places, if we go in one place particularly and we do sense gratification or we do nonsense activities, then that holy place, being a person, very dynamic person, will conceal himself from you and conceal all the glories of that place from your understanding. Even if you go there, you will not be in connection with that glory of that place. The glory is concealed for you. And if you go to a place and you find that a pure devotee has stayed there and performed his bhajan there, then that place will reveal his glories to unlimited extent to all those who go to that place. If you are free of sense gratification and sinful activities. That is how it is. When the men, Man Mandir was a place for dacoits to stay and to hide their looted things, it was like a useless area to go for anybody. Although it is Man Mandir. When Ramesh Baba went there, he performed his bhajan there for 60 years now. It has become such a place, you know, such a vibrant place. Every inch is vibrating with glories of Radha and Krishna. And more glories are coming up and revealed to you. So, that's why whenever we think of Vrindavan, whether we are here or whether in Vrindavan itself, we should be on the platform of very good sadhana. If our mind is divided in sense gratification and some sadhana and some sadhana and some sense gratification, then to that extent, dham will reveal its glories to you. And to that extent, it will hide its glories from you. Like, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stataya bhajamiham. To the extent you are surrendered to Sri Krishna, which means you follow instructions and you do sadhana nicely, follow Guru's order, to the extent you do that, to that extent Krishna reveals to you what he wants to reveal to you. And to the extent you don't do that, to the extent you are in sense gratification, to that extent Sri Krishna will hide his glories from you, will not reveal them to you. So let us have this understanding before we even start discussing about Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan is like, you know, Madan Mohan ji is there, Jamuna ji is there, and so many holy places are there. But still, they will not mean anything to you if you just go to eat chaat there and do it lassi there, you know. Or you just want to buy some things and you want to, or your actual aim is to go to Loi Bazaar and buy some things, you know. So then, the whole Vrindavan will remain aside. You are in the middle of great, glorious place, but nothing will touch you because you are not in a position to get it touched. That's why preparing consciousness before going to holy place is extremely important. We should know what are we going to deal with now. Whom are we going to deal with? What is going to happen when I am going to deal with such a great personality of the holy dham of Vrindavan or Jagannath Puri or Mayapur? It's a constant struggle and a constant challenge for each moment you are in Vrindavan or Mayapur or Jagannath Puri. It's not just like today, one day I struggled and next day I gave up. No, it will happen dynamically with you. If in one moment you are surrendered, that moment will be gloriously revealing to you the glory of Dham. Next moment you are in Maya and you are angry or something, everything will be immediately shut down. It's like the video is going on, suddenly shut. Error. Movie stops. And again you come back and again. Rupa Goswami was watching a Leela of Radha and Krishna. And he was like totally engrossed. He was having a vision of Krishna's pastimes. And suddenly one ugly man came. He was a Vaishnava but not looking very beautiful. And everybody used to reject him and laugh at him and ridicule him and all. And he was like outcasted by everybody because of his not having physical attributes. And he had come to meet Rupa Goswami with a great hope that he will also at least accept him, whatever he is, at least give dignity to him and dignified welcome to him, and at least, you know, respect as such, but at least, you know, some dignified association. And then the Leela which Rupa Goswami was observing was that, anyways, it's a very, very beautiful Leela, that Radharani was tricked by Krishna and she just got hanging on a tree branch. Okay, I'll tell you the pastime, Chalo. In Kusum Sarovar, there are many, 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 many pastimes. One of the pastimes is that Sri Krishna is hiding in a very, very deep, deep bush of flowers, which is not a bush actually, but very thick tree, you can say. Many, many branches and filled with leaves and flowers, and you can't even see the branch actually. So many flowers and leaves are there. And he went and sat on one of the tree branch, which was filled with flowers. And because of his weight, he brought it down to the most approachable level. Like Radharani maybe pick up like this, but actually he was very high. But he sat in such a hiding way, he didn't show himself. He brought it down. Another was so happy that such a tree branch filled with flowers, so closely available. So she just started picking immediately. And generally when you, what you do, you have just imagine, you are picking a flower from a tree. What do? You hold it by one hand and then you start picking by other hand. And then you put it in your basket, wherever hanging. It's a usual natural thing. You're not planned. Mummy has told me that you should hold it with left hand and then right hand you should pluck like this. No, it's this natural phenomenon. So she was holding it by one hand and she was picking. And Krishna very cleverly got up from that branch and went to another branch. To another branch. She didn't see him sitting on the branch and lowering it down. As soon as she held the branch and had picking flowers with full engrossment, he just left that branch and went to another branch. Then what happened? Branch went up. And because suddenly the branch had, she held the other hand also. So both the hands and the branches in the high in the sky, and she's hanging and she's so much miserable. And then Krishna suddenly jumps from the other branch on the ground and starts clapping, looking at Radharani. And when this scene Rupa Goswami is seeing, even Rupa Goswami starts laughing. And at that time that so-called ugly looking Vaishnava is standing in front of him, anticipating he'll receive me. And he also laughed. He also laughed. He felt so bad. He felt so bad. Even Rupa Goswami. And he went. And immediately the Leela error. Leela stopped. Rupa Goswami opened his eyes. What happened? Looked around. Nobody was there. So he went to Sanatana Goswami and explained to him. This happened. He said, there is no other reason except for Vaishnava Aparadha. But I said, when I was in that trance, there was nobody there. How I could offend anybody? So then he arranged a feast for all the Vaishnavas. And he called each and every Vaishnava whom he knew as a Vaishnava. And everybody came. And one person didn't come. Then Sanatana Goswami told him, go to his house and call him and inquire from him why he didn't come. So then when he went and begged, please, he was not telling him why he didn't come. But then he begged and begged and begged, please tell me what has happened. So he told me, when I came to you, you laughed at me. So what is the conclusion? That if you either don't follow sadhana properly or you offend a Vaishnav, all that you think you have, glories of the holy place, is cut off from you. You may know, still know the stories previously before offending the devotee. But the stories will remain as a story. It will not give you any realization. It will not give you any purification. It will just entertain you on mental platform and it will not mean anything to you. It's like a story for a child to be told at sleeping time. So we have to be very, very careful while dealing with Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is not different from Krishna. And we have to be very careful. So by the way, by the Lord's arrangement, this story also I read for the first time in Kusum Sarovar. That it took place in Kusum Sarovar. So one more beautiful place. It's like, every time by the mercy of the Lord, when I go to a yatra or a holy place, after the yatra gets over, some new place is visible to me by the mercy of the Lord. One of the place was Brajeshwar Mahadev. Brajeshwar Mahadev is a place where Vrishbhanu Maharaj worshipped that Mahadev and performed tapasya there to get Radharani as his baby, or any baby, to get a baby basically. So every time, every yatra when I go, every time I go, I want to go there, but somehow it doesn't work out. And this time also I didn't have a plan. I wanted to go and meet one Goswamini, Goswami's wife, and just to have some work with her. And she was not there at home. So I was told that she is at one Shankar temple. So I said, where? So her husband said, she is at Shankar temple near Jal Mahal. Jal Mahal means Bhanukhar. Bhanukhar means there is a big pond which at one Kalpa Radharani was born there also. And it has big, very big pond where Vrishbhanu Maharaj would take bath. His own, one of the many ponds he owned. And Jal Mahal is above the water. The way it is built, that you come to the point where water is there below, but it's a projection in such a way that you are actually above the water. It's like a balcony above the water. In the middle of the water, the whole thing comes up. It's called Jal Mahal. Jal Mahal means the kings and the kingly people would come there in summer times and sit there with the queens with open charukhas, and breeze will come from all sides and there's water below that. Like Kusum Sarovar, kaisa hai? Kusum Sarovar is very beautiful pond, but the kings made chhatris there, so queens would sit there, kings would sit here, ministers would sit there, and breeze would come and they would enjoy there, eat food and have some enjoyment, whatever. So I went to see her there, and she was about to finish her worship of that Mahadev. So I asked her, this is Brajeshwar Mahadev? So he said, no, Brajeshwar Mahadev is 1 kilometer away from here. I said, how far? He said, very close. I said, can we go? Okay. Immediately, we had a vehicle, we put her in the vehicle, and she took us right in the middle of a field. And there was Brajeshwar Mahadev. First time I saw. And the story is like this, that, of course, the ancient story is that Vrishabhanu Maharaj worshipped and performed tapasya to get a baby. But the current story is that about 30-40 years back only, my dear friends, please note, only 30-40 years back, one farmer was plowing his field regularly and something would always, you know, come in the way of his plowing. Cut, something would come, some obstruction would come. And many times he plowed and he felt some obstruction is coming. You know, you come to know, na, when you are plowing the field, something is there, hard. So one day, Brajeshwar Mahadev came in his dreams of that farmer and told him, it is me, Brajeshwar Mahadev, which is coming always on the way of your plowing. Please take me out and nicely place me in a worshipable place and worship me. So he woke up and next morning he went and he knew where it was getting stuck. So he went and saw there was a beautiful Shivlinga. So he felt it's in the middle of the field, you know. In the middle of the field, who will come to the darshan? It's my field, and like how people will come? If you go to Sriji Mandir, it's a public place, like everybody goes there. But in the middle of this place, who will come? So let me take the linga out and establish it in a very beautiful place where people can come. Lo and behold, he went on digging the ground, went on digging the ground, went on digging the ground. The linga never ended only. Maybe kilometer, I don't know how many meters he dug. How much we can dig? Whenever we put a borewell, we dig for 200 feet?
Yes.
Something like that, 200 to 50 feet, sometimes very rarely 300 feet. But below that, you know, how can you dig? But all that distance was only the stone of the linga was there. He couldn't reach the bottom of the linga, so called. So then another dream he got. He said, do not try to move me from this place. This is my place where I belong. So I will like to stay there only. So this fellow then, around that, in the field only, he built a temple. And today if you go there, such a beautiful place it is. Such a beautiful, such vibration, spiritually pure atmosphere with so many trees around. One gulay tree, audumba tree around. So many wat trees and beautiful trees. And suddenly in that spot if you go, you feel so divine, actually. And it's like 2 steps below the ground level. And it's also in Ravalban. Ravalban is also a forest of Radha Krishna's Ras Leela. Next to that is Padarban, another beautiful one for Radha Krishna's Ras Leela. So such a beautiful place was revealed this time.
Ravalban is how far it is from?
1 kilometer from Radha Madhav Ashram. When you go to Champaklata's village, na Karahela, it's on the way. Her village is further than down. You go have to go 4-5 kilometers inside, and Champaklata's village will come. So then, what else you wanted to me to tell? Imlitala, you have not been. None of you have been to Imlitala. But what did you not know about that? What is that? Ratnakunda. Ratnakunda is in Dabara. Is in near beyond Cheksoli. Ratnakunda is a place where Radharani planted pearls given by Krishna and made them into diamonds.
Yeah. Krishna also planted,
no? So I told you Ratnakund part. Now there's a long story behind that also. The Sri Krishna planted moti given by Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And he grew them. And those motis were sent back to Radharani. Radharani planted them in Ratnakund and she grew diamonds out of that. That is Ratnakund. But Ratnakund is not only one pastime is there. Ratnakund is a place in Dabhara. Dabhara is a place of Tungavidya Devi. And it is a place where Radharani and all her friends played Gudda Guddi ka khel. There are unlimited pastimes of Gudda Guddi there. Ratnakund ke pas, Dabhara village. Basically, there are so many pastimes that Vrishabhanu Maharaj gave one Gudda to Lalita Devi. There's one pastime. Then Vrishabhanu Maharaj arranged for Radharani's Guddi and Krishna's Gudda to get married. And there was a very big ceremony of the Bharat was there and Radharani decorated her Dula. And the female doll was also decorated as Dulan. And both of them were brought on a horse. There's a big ceremony, music and songs and everything. And then they got married. And then Radharani sent her parrot with message to Krishna. Like there are so many pastimes there at one place only. Also in Dabhara, there is one pond, there is Ratnakund, where Radharani would take bath. And Sri Krishna would go on a hillock and sit there and play his flute to call Radharani to come and meet him. But because of Krishna's association, that whole rock has become blue. Intensely blue. By ecstasy of Krishna's association, that whole rock, who is also a person, has become totally blue. You can make out that on the hillock, suddenly the full upper portion is blue. That's called Shamshila. From where Sri Krishna would play flute and call Radharani to meet him. Hare Krishna. That is in Alalnath. It is not replica of this mountain. It is replica of Govardhan himself. Where Brahmaji performed tapasya. And then, a long pastime. Anyway, we will not go in that. The pastime of Petha Gaon is revealed over there. So Alalnath is not different from Petha, and that mountain is called Brahmagiri, which is not different from Govardhan. And Brahma at the beginning of creation performed his tapasya on that mountain, so it's called Brahmagiri. But it's not different from Govardhan. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati very, very highly intelligently and spiritually intelligently, he revealed to the world by complete logical conclusion that this place is not different from Petha Gaon. Such an intelligent description he has given. How beautifully he proves that this place is not different from Petha Gaon. For example, in Petha Gaon, Krishna performed Vasanti Ras, Spring Ras Leela, where Balramji came and hid himself on the Govardhan and he is called Dhoka Dauji. He became stunned. He developed Stambha ecstasy, Stambha Vikar. In the bowing down position only, he became like a rock, you know. Stunned like rock. Anyway, so in that gopis became proud. Huh? You all are hearing, na? Properly?
Yeah.
All became proud and so Krishna left them. And this Krishna left many times for many reasons. This time he left to make fun. And he became four-armed Vishnu and stood on the road. Just to test them, just to see the fun actually. So all the gopis were completely in berserk consciousness. Where is Krishna? And he was asking trees and birds and creepers and flowers and Vanya Devata and Gramya Devata and everybody was saying, we don't know. And then they all come to this four-armed Vishnu. And they ask him only, where is Krishna? I mean, generally if you see Vishnu, what you will do? You bow down, no? First. And you know he's Vishnu. He's not Vaikuntha Nath, you know. So anyway, worshipable even in Krishna's pastimes. Nanda Baba used to worship Vishnu. Narsingh Bhagavan also used to worship. And everybody would worship Vishnu because Vishnu is Vishnu. They didn't know Krishna is the boss of Vishnu, but they worship Vishnu. So suppose suddenly a Brajwasi comes across Vishnu, he will bow down, no, and glorify and And here Krishna, live Vishnu is available. It's not like Murti Vishnu available. But they were so much in engrossed ecstasy that they ask him only, have you seen Krishna? So with great difficulty he says, he has gone this way. So they all just run to that direction. And then finally Radharani comes behind, last one. And she's already talking to Bumblebee. Bumblebee is revolving her face like this. And she's talking to Bumblebee as if she's talking to Krishna. And in that stage she comes to where the Vishnu is standing. And she asks, have you seen Krishna? And at that time, looking at her love, Sri Krishna, who is trying to exhibit his Vaikuntha form, that is Aishwarya form, he just cannot maintain that form. His two arms just melt. And he is forcefully pushed into form of Krishna. He doesn't want to. He wants to remain in the forearm form of Vishnu. But helplessly he is rendered to come back in Krishna form. मजबूरी से वो उनकी मर्जी के खिलाफ उनको कृष्ण बनना पड़ता है. उनको पता ही नहीं चलता है कभी दो हाथ उनके पिघल गए. विच मीन्स द फोर आर्म विष्णु वॉज कृष्णा ओनली जस्ट एक्टिंग एज दैट. सो व्हेन चैतन्य महाप्रभु वेंट टू अलालनाथ, नाउ यू अंडरस्टैंड प्रॉपरली द स्पिरिचुअल इंटेलिजेंट एक्सप्लेनेशन गिवन बाय भक्ति सिद्धांता. सो व्हेन चैतन्य महाप्रभु वॉज इन जगन्नाथपुरी, हाउ वुड ही सी जगन्नाथ? How would he see Jagannath? Nahin, how would he see Jagannath when he sees Jagannath? I'm not saying when he came to Atharnala and he saw baby Krishna calling him. That is different. I'm talking about when he's in Jagannath temple, how he would see Jagannath. Okay, that is one thing. That he's standing at the Garuda Stambha and I'm talking about when he would see Jagannath, how would he see Jagannath? No. He would see Krishna in full hands and legs playing flute. Don't forget this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always saw Jagannath as playing flute. Muralidhar Krishna. Many times he also addressed him as Muralidhar. And then when Anavasara period came and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Jagannath temple is closed, I cannot see anymore my beloved Jagannath. In separation, he was so much in pain. He just ran to Alalanath to see Alalanath Vishnu. And the moment he went to see Alalanath Vishnu, he saw him two-armed playing flute while he was four-armed. That is how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati proved that this place is not different from Petagaon. You got the point? And for many more things he has explained. So, and that is a place where he also revealed Radha Kund. He made Radha Kund and revealed Radha Kund. He was found unconscious there many times in his meditation and japa. Several times. And then he woke up, he said, this place is Radha Kund. I was just in Radha Kund. And I was witnessing all the pastimes and you woke me up. Now I am very clear, this place is Radha Kund. Like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's why he could stay in Alalanath for 15 days. Because he could solace himself by seeing Alalanath playing flute in two-armed form, in Krishna's form. But Alalanath was always four-armed form. It's like that. So from where this story came up? Shamshila. So Shamshila, it's totally different than this place. There's no connection there. Shamshila at Dabara, where Krishna would sit down and play flute and call Radharani to meet him. And there was a many pastimes of Gudda Guddi, dolls Radha and Krishna would have play. Then Imlitala, there is still one patient whose name is Harir Nam Prabhu. And Harir Nam Prabhu is a disciple of Prabhupada. And he has come there in hospice. And many Prabhupada disciples, actually when Prabhupada left, they also left active association. They didn't leave Krishna consciousness, but they were not so close to many devotees. They only knew Prabhupada and they were attached to him. And when they left, Prabhupada left, they just also left. They didn't feel like being with somebody. And then he left and he was performing his sadhana at home, but not with any devotee. And somehow, because of his illness now, he has come back in the company of devotees. And he's going every day in the morning in his very severe condition also to Mangal Arati with an assistant. Every single morning, 4:15, he's walking off from hospice. So he wanted to go to Haridwar. Insisting. And I came to Vrindavan and I was about to talk to him, and suddenly he left for Haridwar. And he drove all the way to Haridwar, and he reached at 12 in the midnight over there, and he couldn't sleep there. And 4 o'clock he became so disgusted and so frustrated. He told the assistant, right now we want to go back to Vrindavan. So he traveled all the way for so many hours, I think 18, 19 hours, and stayed only 4 hours in the middle of the night in the hotel room. And 4 o'clock again he drove back all the way 18, 19 hours back to Vrindavan. And then I met him and I said, why you went to Haridwar? See, Vrindavan Dham is... And I told him many stories, how Nanda Baba and Yashoda and other Vrijvasis who always wanted to go to some places, and how Krishna stopped them and revealed those places there only. Like Gangaji, he revealed there as Mansi Ganga, and then he revealed all the holy places and all the Prayagraj, all the rivers at Nanda Sarovar, which became Pavan Sarovar. Then he revealed Badrinath, Kedarnath, Gangotri, Jamnotri at one place, when they wanted to go to that place. I told him so many place stories. I said, why you want to go? You have come to the ultimate place, and you should not leave this place, and should not, your body will not let you go there. Your body will also will not allow you to actually do whatever you want to do. And you don't need to do all these things, because you have come to ultimate place now. You should be very happy. Should be very grateful and try to actually get what you want to get in this place only. So then he admitted to me. He said, my mind is disturbing me a lot. Now that you have told me the story, my mind is very peaceful, that I don't need to go anywhere. So I first took him to Madanter. And I told him all the stories of Madanter. I have taken you also, most of you. He became so attached to that place that twice a day he started going there after Mangal Arati. After Mangal Arati, he would go there, spend some time, again sleep in the afternoon, again in the evening he will go there and spend lot of time chanting and everything. Then many places, just few minutes walk from hospice, few minutes only, just you take right turn and Madanter comes. Where Sri Krishna was playing with gopis there, and Kamadev came to shoot him flower arrow, you know, and when he was aiming at Krishna, he looked at his face of Krishna, aiming, looking at the beauty of Krishna's lotus face, he just dropped, he could not hold his bow and arrow anymore, he dropped it down and he got completely melted. Kamadev and his wife Rati also, both of them lost their presence over there. There's one, simply a nice garden is there, beautiful trees and Braj Raj at the bank of Jamuna, and no construction. Very soft. I've taken you. You have rolled there in the dust. That is the place. So then Narvahan, Daku became converted there, and Harivansha, the incarnation of flute, came there. And then Radha Vallabhji was given to him with daughter of that Atmadev Brahmin. And then Hita Harivansha worshipped Radha Vallabhji in the hole of the tree. The tree is still there. So it's filled with holy place activities, holy pastimes. So then after a few days of my schedules, I took him to Imlitala. I said, okay, now one place you have drank enough, now let's go to next place. So I went to Imlitala, and Imlitala is such a beautiful place actually. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, Sri Krishna Radharani one day was hurriedly walking and something stuck. She slipped, I think, from the Imli fruit and she got hurt. So she cursed the tree that here onwards will not give any fruits anywhere in the Braj. So Imli tree in the Braj doesn't give Imli at all. It's only a tree. One pastime. Then second pastime is that when Sri Krishna was bathed by demigods and then after by the cowherd boys. At that time Indra also declared him as Govinda, the king of universe, king of senses, king of cows and bhumi also. So all the gopis thought that if Sri Krishna is coronated as king of Vrindavan, we should also coronate Radharani as queen of Vrindavan. So they brought her there and they bathed her and did abhishek. and declared her as Vrindavaneshwari under that same tree. Imlitala. Then another pastime is, before this pastime was, Sri Krishna performed his first Raslila in autumn season, Sharadiya Raslila. And that time again, all gopis felt that all the gopis became proud that they thought that Sri Krishna is dancing with him only, her only. Sri Krishna has left all the gopis and dancing with me only. Everyone thought that. As soon as they got little proud, Sri Krishna left all of them. And everybody then came to understanding that no, he was with everybody actually. Why should I be proud? We have lost him now. With this foolish thought that I am exclusive, we have lost him. So they were, now what is the use of repenting? But they still were repenting and singing songs of separation and asking the trees and creepers, have you seen our beloved Krishna? And Krishna also left. And he was not very happy to leave them. He also was very, very unhappy. He was feeling separation from Radharani. So he came and sat under the same tree of Imli tree. He sat there and started thinking of Radharani. There is one beautiful verse in Radha Sudhanidhi, which explains how at the bank of Jamuna, Sri Krishna gives up Raslila and comes down and sits there, and how he deeply meditates on the two lotus feet of Radharani, thinking about the love that she has for him. And in deep meditation and chanting Dvayakshari Radha Mantra, that is Radha Radha, meditating on her lotus feet, how he turns into golden color. He becomes Radhamay. His dark color, but with his deep meditation on Radharani and her form and her love, he assumes her color. His complexion becomes golden. And he really enjoys such ecstasy of love of hers that he is experiencing. In the meantime, when he has turned completely golden, sitting on the meditation posture with peacock feather and pitamber and everything as Krishna, but not dark color, which gopis know of. So the gopis are now crying, and they are walking at the bank of Jamuna, and suddenly they see Krishna in this form, and they are wondering, who is this person? He looks like Krishna only, totally like Krishna. His peacock feather, his dhoti, everything is like Krishna. But how, we have not seen this person. There is nobody like this in Vrindavan, who is golden color but looks like Krishna. So they were discussing among themselves, how it can be, who he must be. So then they conclude that, Radharani, you go and do the needful. So she goes, she dares to go, and she touches that person. As soon as she touches that person, Sri Krishna comes to his external consciousness gradually, and slowly the golden color vanishes and the original color comes up. And slowly he opens his eyes. And then she asks him, what happened? What is the reason of this miracle? How this happened? So he explains that, when I was in separation from you, I was unable to bear the separation. So I sat down under the tree thinking about you and your love. And thinking about your love and you and chanting your name was so much ecstasy that I became you only. I became one with you. That's why I assumed this beautiful color. And now I have decided that with few minutes of meditation has given me such ecstasy, I will now spend one incarnation to relish your love that you have for me. I will come in Kali Yuga as Gauranga Mahaprabhu with your bhav. And with your bhav, I will relish your love for me, what you have for me, as a devotee. So she became very worried. She said, you take my bhav and appear. It's a very dangerous situation. You will fall down on the thorns and pebbles and stones. You will hurt yourself. You will fall from trees. You will fall in Jamuna. You will fall in here. You will fall there. And you will not know what's happening to you. Totally you will be berserk and out of control. So I will cover you with my complexion, so that you will not get hurt. And that's how he took Radha's bhav, and she chose to cover him with her complexion. And that's how Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. So this tree also is divine grace. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati revealed to his devotees. Also in the course of time, and everything gets lost. So it was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur who showed the devotees. How many of you come with me to Mayapur Yatra? In Godrumadvipa, I'll give a hint to you. In Godrumadvipa, is there any place with Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta revealed by showing fingers to that place? I asked you a question. Which is the place Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta revealed by pointing to that place? Where is Bhaktivinoda Thakur connection there? No, don't speculate. Don't speculate. There's one place where he was taking devotees to Yatra on Parikrama, and suddenly came across a big jungle, big dense jungle. And he told devotees, go and buy that place. So devotees felt, what will do in this jungle? But still, because Guru's order is there, they went to the owner of that place. The owner said, tell your Guru Maharaj, I'll give you a better place to you. Nice place, you know, which is like how landlords, you know, road touch and water supply and this, that, approachable, this, that, you know, stable and inhabitable, whatever. So he said, no, tell him I want that place only. So then they were wondering, what is this, you know? Swamiji doesn't understand anything. Then he bought that place. And then he said, go and explore that place. So when they explored that place, they found many beautifully decorated pillars of, you can understand that they are from a broken palace or something like that. Many pillars he found out, remnants, you know. Like that. Then Bhakti Saraswati told the story that when Narasingha Bhagavan came to Narasinghapalli, and he washed his hands after killing Hiranyakashipu. He came there. Prahlad also came there. And there's Mandakini Ganga is there, where he rested and he washed his hands and then he rested over there. As soon as he came there, Indra decided, all demigods come down. Let us worship him. So all he called Vishwakarma, and Vishwakarma built palaces for all the demigods there. And they all stayed there as long as Narasingha Bhagavan stayed there, and they worshipped him there. That's called a Devapalli. Devapalli means where all the demigods resided. And that is there, one temple is Radha Gopinath temple is there now. Another story is there, Samudra Senka. Remnants of pillars also are there in that place. So it is there when you go from Godruma, when you leave Thakur Bhaktivinoda's house and you go towards Narasinghapalli. On this side if you come to Surubhi Kunj. And you come, enter the Surubhi Kunj and you go take left turn, then you come to that Mataji's house, and little go ahead if you go, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house is there, railway track is there. Then you go to Amraghat. Then you go to that Harihar Kshetra. Then you go further, go down, and then you come across this place. Further than the Narasinghapalli and Mandakini Ganga is there. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was the person on the Vrindavan Parikrama. He pointed out, this is the place where all this pastime took place. So then this place was then revealed and it was like established. And he is the one who established Gaur Nithai and Radha Gopinath by his own hands, he established deities there, which were right on the road before. Now in the renovation, they have picked up deities and they have built a very beautiful temple there in Imlitala. Yeah, very beautiful temple with all dioramas around, all the pastimes are there. And then in that place, actually as a promise he gave to Radharani, Sri Krishna appeared at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all of you know, he used to hanker. He 24 years lived in Mayapur. 24 years he lived in Mayapur. And then he took sannyas and he went to Jagannath Puri. Then in the guise of searching for his brother Vishwarup, he went all South India tour and he ended up in Pandharpur, and he came to know that his brother took sannyas. His name was Shankararanya Swami, and he just passed away, and his lotus footprints and samadhi is there. And then he, in the guise of that, he had gone South Indian, distributing the holy name. He went back to Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, then, early years of Jagannath Puri pastimes, he did public pastimes. And all of you should know this, very crucial things I learned this time. See, it is only by the mercy of a pure devotee and by the acharyas things are revealed to you. You may think that you know some things, but there are many, 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 many more things in the same things that you need to know. And there are many, many, much, much depth are available which you don't know. And every time Sri Krishna will allow you to go to further down in some more depth on the same subject matter, which you think and thought that you knew it before. Right, you know. So like that, this time I learned that actually in 18 years, every year Mahaprabhu didn't attend Rath Yatra. Mahaprabhu attended only one few years. And only one time he did Gundicha Marjan. And then devotees continued. But he was not in every Gundicha Marjan. Every time, all this pastime didn't take place. He just showered his mercy on people in the form of the holy name Sankirtan for first few years only. And then he was longing to go to Vrindavan. And every time he wanted to go to Vrindavan, 1 or 2 years also went in that only. Because every time you want to go to Vrindavan, they would say, "Arey, Dola Yatra karke jao abhi. Why you are going now?" Then they will say, "Arey, Holi is coming, do Holi." Then they will say, "Arey, Janmashtami is coming." Then they will say, "Arey, Odan Shashti is coming." Then they will say, "Rath Yatra is coming." Like that day, you know, 2 years got wasted because devotees were so much attached to him. They didn't want him to go. So when 2 years went, and finally he said, "No, I have to go." And then he went to Vrindavan. And he left for Vrindavan. Then everybody left Jagannath Purushad walking with him. So then Sanatana Goswami met him at one point and told him that, "Mahaprabhuji, you should not go to Vrindavan with so much of crowd and so much of people following you. You will not be able to relish Vrindavan. You should go Vrindavan alone or with few people." Then he came back and everybody just said, "Okay, Mahaprabhu is not going." So they all came back and he also came back. And then with the advice of devotees, he said, "I am going alone now." So then Swarup Damodar got very upset. He thought, "Mahaprabhuji, you are counting the holy name with both hands. Who will hold your clothes? You know, I mean, how will you are counting with your hands the holy name of the Lord, you are singing and dancing in ecstasy. Who will cook for you? You have to carry at least two people. One will cook for you, one will hold your clothes. You may fall unconscious. Who will take care of you? Some dacoits may hurt you, some animals may hurt you. You go to ecstasy and unconscious every time." So then somehow he agreed to carry two people. Chief cook Balabhadra Bhattacharya and one assistant to him. And he said, "You should not go by main road, you should go by some unknown road. But nobody will ever imagine that you'll go by that road. And you should go in the middle of the night." So he agreed all the points and immediately left. One day incognito, in the middle of the night, he left two assistants. And that's how he passed through Jharkhand forest. And he made all the animals dance in ecstasy. And because of the ecstasy, the earth melted. Just imagine yourself in that situation, if you are a witness to that. Like Balabhadra Bhattacharya would hide behind the tree and watch all these things, you know. Because he was like so fortunate to see all these intimate pastimes which everybody has not seen. Even Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai have not seen, imagine. Lalita Vishakha have also not seen. But by the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami and other Goswamis, this was revealed to Raghunath Das Goswami and Murari Gupta and so many people. They revealed all these pastimes, and then they were narrated by Raghunath Das Goswami, and then they were heard by Krishnadas Kaviraj, and then he wrote down all those points. And some of them were revealed to Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was Vyasadeva incarnation, and he wrote down Chaitanya Bhagavat, and some of them were revealed to Lochan Das Thakur. So that's how we come to know. So the point I was trying to make is, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Put it to 18, na? This will make sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. If you absorb yourself in the pastimes, then you will not even feel anything. But I am also a heat affected personality. You brought me to, again, knowledge of heat and cold. You brought me down. So, where was I? Tell me. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting such love while chanting the holy name, that all the inimical animals became friendly and they danced in ecstasy, and looking at the ecstasy, the earth started melting. So when this trance ended, the earth had footprints of elephants and tigers and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and everybody else. Now we still have elephants' footprints and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footprints in Jharkhand today also. Yes. So then he entered Vrindavan. And he entered Vrindavan and he entered Mathura. First, before that, he went to Agra. This is another thing I read in the first time today. This time I read in Bhakti Ratnakar. Then he went to Agravan. Why he went to Agravan? Any idea? Because in Agravan, there is a house of Jamadagni and it's the birthplace of Parshuram. House of, it is called Renuka One. And Renuka and Jamadagni lived there and they gave birth to Parshuram in that place. So Mahaprabhu visited that place. And then he came to Mathura and he met Sanodiya Brahmin. And Sanodiya Brahmin, when he was dancing, he saw some different kind of mood in the dance. So at the end of the dance, he asked, "Who are you?" So he said, "I am Sanodiya Brahmin. I am a Brahmin for lower caste of people. I am not a Brahmin for Brahmins, you know. There are Purohits for Brahmins, like, they are Brahmins, but they have also their Purohit. But he is a Purohit for lower caste of people, like Kshatriya, maybe Vaishya." So he said that, "But you are a little different. Tell me about more about you." So in description about himself, he told, "I am the disciple of Madhavendrapuri." And Mahaprabhu went in ecstasy when he heard this. So that is why your dancing and your love was different than anybody else. So he said, I want to take prasad. Then he, in the description also, he told that Madhavendrapuri had come to my house to eat prasad. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, "I also want to come to your house, in your house to eat prasad." But he said, no, you are Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, son of a Brahmin, and I am Sanodiya Brahmin, not a Brahmin of Purohit of Brahmin class. It will be below dignity for you to come to my house. He said, "If Madhavendra Puri has come to your house to eat prasad, I must come to your house to eat prasadam. Because my guru is disciple of Madhavendra Puri. My guru is your god brother." And then Mahaprabhuji went to his house and had prasadam. After he had prasadam, Mahaprabhu started leaving. And Sanodiya Brahman said, "I cannot leave you. Can I come with you?" He said, "Okay, come with me." So there were two, now there is three. And fourth person is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan. On the way to Vrindavan, many amazing things happened. Extremely amazing things happened. There were so many cows herding. And Mahaprabhu started dancing and chanting Hare Krishna. And all the cows turned. They raised their tails, they raised their ears, and they came running and started licking Mahaprabhu from all the sides. Started making sounds, and the calves stopped drinking the milk and their mouth opened, started dripping the milk, remaining in the mouth, which is not swallowed by them. And the earth was enjoying the nectar from the mouth of the calves. And then the deers came from one side, and then the peacocks came from another side, and then parrots started flowing from the trees to tree, like Mahaprabhu is going and the parrots are flowing with him. And then it is said that all the trees which had so many fruits and flowers, they just shed the fruits and flowers on Mahaprabhu. They did Abhishek of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with flowers. And many of the trees bent down to Mahaprabhu's lotus feet to offer Dandavat Pranam to him. Many trees fell down at his lotus feet to offer Dandavat Pranam to him. And Mahaprabhu was dancing. You can see peacocks and cuckoos and peacocks were dancing in ecstasy, and parrots and cuckoos were making beautiful sounds, and they were all in ecstasy, and Mahaprabhu was responding to everybody. Like in the previous age as Krishna himself, he would respond to every bird by repeating the bird sound in a playful mood, but actually he was responding to every bird that was calling to him and talking to him. So in this also incarnation, through the holy name of the Sankirtan, he was responding to each and every bird and every living entity which were interacting with him. And then finally he wanted to go, and the cows would not leave him. They were licking and licking and licking. The cowherd boy who was herding the cows had very great difficulty to separate them from him, and he went further. And he reached Vrindavan. When he reached Vrindavan, he felt very peaceful. Everywhere people were following him, but here he was very peaceful. And he came to Akrur Ghat, and he took his lunch. And after he took his lunch, he came to Imlitala. He sat down there and chanted, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. He was gazing with great love at Jamuna. And it's explained in scriptures that if anybody gazes at Jamuna with great love in the heart, he will develop Krishna Prem just by looking at her. So Mahaprabhu sit right on the bank of the Jamuna, looking at Jamuna, under the Imli Dala, Imli tree, and chant Hare Krishna. And what would happen to him? The golden yellow form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would become dark like Krishna. He would become Krishnamay, chanting the name of Krishna. He would turn blue every single day in the morning. Such ecstasy he would experience. So this is another pastime took place at that place. The Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, exhibited by his personal example how one should chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram, Ram Hare Hare. He stayed for 2 months in Vrindavan. And every day evening he would conduct classes, which we call seminar today. Holy name seminar. And all the Brijvasis, he taught them how to chant the holy name. Every single evening he would take classes and taught Brijvasis. One day when he was taking classes, half the people left the class. He said, what happened? He said, Sri Krishna has appeared in Vrindavan. In the night in Jamuna, he is exhibiting Kaliya Krishna pastimes. We can see that jewel on the Kaliya's hoods and Sri Krishna dancing on him in the middle of the night. So everybody left. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very angry actually. He chastised everybody. Because even the associates wanted to go to see Krishna. Then he sent them to investigate. And they came to know one fisherman in the night in the boat with lantern in the boat is fishing in the night. So the lantern was considered to be the jewel on the Kaliya's forehead, on the Kaliya's hoods. And that fisherman was considered to be Krishna because he was moving in the Jamuna. So they felt that he was dancing. Then he chastised everybody and told that we should not fall prey to such kind of rumors. Shri Vrindavan Dham is a very difficult place. Maya will attack you any moment if you are not attentive here and there. So don't fall prey to such things. There is no incarnation in Kali Yuga which is mentioned at this time. So no, Krishna is not supposed to incarnate at this time. But everybody had that feeling that he is Krishna only. Everywhere, the description only, you will find Bhakti Ratnakar, Chaitanya Charitamrita just repeating every time, same thing. Why? Everywhere Mahaprabhu went, he danced in ecstasy and everybody felt, oh, Krishna has come back to Vrindavan. Oh, Krishna has come back to Vrindavan. The cows also felt, oh, Krishna has come back to Vrindavan. They were licking his body, feeling that Krishna has come to Vrindavan. Every single place he went. And then he would take his lunch at Akrur Ghat and come back to chant at the Imli Tala. Then he went to Govardhan, he went to Kamyavan. He took bath in every single kund of Kamyavan. Bimal Kund, Gaya Kund, everywhere he took bath. Adi Badri, Kedar, at Rameshwaram, at Setu Bandha, he took bath. Nine Parshuram Kunda, he took bath. He visited Dharma Kunda where Yaksha had questioned Dharmaraj. He visited the house of Pandavas where they stayed in the exile in Kamyavan. He went everywhere. And from there he came to Nandagaon. And in Nandagaon, he asked, where is Krishna's temple here? Anybody knows Nanda Maharaj's house here? They said, this is Nandagaon, but we don't know where the house is. But there's one cave inside there, one small murti of a baby and a mother is there. So Mahaprabhu ran on the mountain, entered the cave. And everybody was very puzzled to see the ecstasy that he had. They have not seen anybody with such ecstasy of love. So they followed him where he is running. So when they saw that he was talking to baby Krishna and Yashoda in such a way that they concluded ki such love for Yashoda and Krishna cannot be had by anybody except Krishna himself. The way he was talking to them intimately in the cave, in confidence. And they concluded ki is Krishna himself. So then he told them ki this is the original deity of Krishna and Yashoda. And that's how the temple was established there. He took bath in Pavan Sarovar before coming to Nandagaon. And from there he ran to Govardhan. As soon as he saw Govardhan, he just ran like wind and embraced the Govardhan Shila and shed tears and bathed that Shila with his tears of ecstasy. It's also mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar that he saw Krishna for a moment in Govardhan. and he fell unconscious for a long, long time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. My dear friends, don't worry, I will end very soon. I have not come to the main subject matter of my 2 months stay. If you are interested, I will go to that. Otherwise, I will also take rest nicely. Hari Bol. So Mahaprabhu Chaitanya then came and he was searching for Radhakund and Shyamkund. Where is Radhakund, Shyamkund? Radhakund. Nobody knew where Radhakund, Shyamkund. If some people express as if they never heard about it, you know, like that. Even today, if you ask Khaira people, what is Khaira pastime? We don't know. We have one staff from Chhata. I told him that he came to with me to so many places in Yatra because he was an employee. He said, I don't know any single place in Braj. Except my school and college, I don't know anything. I never went to any holy place. I said, you are staying in Chhata, na? Do you know Chhata is called Chhatravan? He said, I don't know. So then he attended and organized many Vrindavan Barsana Yatras for me. And he went every place, he was writing notes, he would run behind me till I board the train to ask about so many holy places, requesting me, please write a book, like that. So then I told him one day that you have now come to know so many holy places, so many holy pastimes. I give you one question for my sake, that you go to any book and find out the Leela of Chhatravan. Chhata, Chhatravan. And still after 3 months, 4 months, I came back to Vrindavan. He said, Prabhuji, I'm very sorry. I don't know the pastime of Chhatravan. He asked his grandfather, asked his father, asked his neighbor, asked old people in Chhatravan. Nobody knew what is Chhatravan pastime. Like that, Mahaprabhu was inquiring and people were as if they don't know anything about it. Then Mahaprabhu sat down under one tamal tree, which is called Tamal Tala. And he went in deep meditation. And his meditation, he saw Radhakund and Shyamkund. And he opened his eyes, he could understand what I saw is right in front of me. So he left the place of meditation and jumped in the small puddles, which were actually looking like no puddles. But he knew there is water there. It was like muddy. But it was like, you will not enter because everything mud only there. But there was water in between which he could see in his meditation. He jumped in that water and took bath. Then he went and jumped in Radhakund and took bath. People are feeling what this old man is doing in the middle of rice paddies, in the middle of muddy thing. Who this ecstatic personality who is 7 feet 6 inches tall, dancing in ecstasy with tears in eyes and jumping in the holy name. And Hari Bol, he was chanting. And he told people, that this is Radhakund and Shyamkund. Thus he revealed Radhakund and Shyamkund for the vision of the world. And then he later instructed Raghunath Das Goswami to excavate and to make the kundas very beautifully available for the people in the world. And then he again came back to Imlitala and other places. And then it became too much for Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody would be inviting for him to come for lunch. Everybody would say, come to my house for lunch. Yeah. So, yeah, I said, he traveled, na? Where is Kamyavan from Vrindavan? 70 kilometers far. Where is Adibadri? 85 kilometers far from Vrindavan. But Mahaprabhu visited every place. Every place he danced in ecstasy and Sankirtan, he came back. And then it became too much because Balabhadra Bhattacharya, one more I forgot to tell you, when he was in Imlitala giving classes, a king came there called Krishnadas, a Rajput king. And as soon as he saw Krishna, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just had the feeling that he must be Krishna only. He was a king actually. But he left the kingdom and fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya. He said, I surrender to you, I don't want to go back to my kingdom. Mahaprabhu embraced him and implanted Krishna prema in his heart. And he said, I'm not going to go back. I want to join you only. Can I join you? So Mahaprabhu said, okay, join me. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya, assistant, Sanodaya Brahman and Krishnadas Rajput. And these four people had great difficulties because everybody was inviting Mahaprabhu for morning breakfast and lunch and evening dinner. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya had to accept only 300 invitations. So he had to say no to more people and yes to only three people. The great difficulty, and plus Mahaprabhu would fall down in stone and fall here, fall there, unconscious, you know, always anxiety, worry. Then Mahaprabhu will hurt himself, and finally he spoke to Mahaprabhuji, ki Mahaprabhuji, now please leave Vrindavan. Please. Complexion, Kanti. Yeah, but that is between Radharani and him, na? You are seeing him falling down every day. If you see your child falling down, not getting hurt, but when he falls down, you will feel worry or not. Or you say, no, 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 he has been covered by the Kanti or somebody, I don't want to worry about it. What about if his skull breaks inside the skin? What about the skull breaks inside the skin? What the bone breaks inside the skin? You will worry as a mother, no? When you hear Kathana, it is said by Radhanath Maharaj many times that you must think as if you are one of the participant of that Katha. You should enter the Katha and imagine yourself as Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Imagine yourself as Rajput Krishnadas. Imagine yourself as Sanodaya Brahmin. Imagine yourself as the elephant who was dancing. That way you will be able to understand. When you hear Krishna, Kamsa coming and smashing the child of Devaki, you should imagine yourself to be Devaki and understand what kind of pain she went through to give us Krishna, to have Krishna for us. Then only you can get the full nectar of the whole pastime. If you just hear as a spectator, you know, as a drama you are watching, it will not give you spiritual purification. If you hear the pastime of the Lord or you see the drama as if you are a part of the drama actually, you are in the drama, then all the emotions that everybody went through in those pastimes, you also will go through and get the same purification as they went through. So then Balabhadra Bhattacharya told Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu somehow agreed that he has time to go now. And he went. When he went, listen to me very carefully. He went to Mathura, from there he wanted to go. So because of ecstasy, he would fall unconscious every now and then. So finally, last moment in Brajbhumi, while leaving you feel so much pain, you are feeling more pain than while you were there, so feeling very sad, so he fell unconscious there. So this Rajput, Krishnadas, Sanodaya Brahmin, and two people were already there, and they didn't know what to do, and the road only he fell down. They were trying to revive him, and while reviving him, suddenly 50 Pathan soldiers came. And they thought, wow, very beautiful, young, tall, beautiful man, golden color, so many ornaments, I mean not ornament, but very attractive looking person. They thought, ki, we will loot them. So they went in the guys, hey, what are you going to do there? You have given him Datura poison and you have made him unconscious to loot him. We will beat you. And it's like there's commotion, you know, like I am come to loot you, but I am trying to act as police and asking you. You guys have given him Datura and you have made him unconscious, so I will arrest you. So Rajput ka Rajput khoon khol gaya. Bola, abhi main ek city marunga na, to 50 soldier yahan par aayenge. And we'll finish all of you. He was like in Rajput mood. And they were trying to, Brahmins were telling that, no, you know, he has some epilepsy, something like that. No, he's. They were trying to justify that. They knew he's in ecstasy and unconscious. But how can they say ki he is Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he is in ecstasy of love for Krishna and all. They were just trying to tell local reasons, you know. But they were not acting. They were acting as if they were not convinced about it. They wanted to just to loot them. And suddenly Mahaprabhu woke up. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Mahaprabhu suddenly woke up and said, no, these are all my friends. And I have a disease of epilepsy and I keep falling down. So nothing to worry. And when this happened, the chief of the Pathan, he came. And he wanted to see what happened. So Mahaprabhu preached him. And in few minutes, that Pathan guru of those 50 people became a devotee. And seeing him becoming devotee, all 50 Pathan people became devotee. And Mahaprabhu right there initiated them, all of them. Jate jate jhatka diya na, khat karke. He went from Vrindavan Dham back to Jagannath Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Vrindavan Dham ki. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after that, didn't come in public. Just went inside Gambira in Jagannath Puri and didn't come for any public functions. Do you know, they locked Mahaprabhu because he was found inside the ocean unconscious. He was found at the Singhadwar in front of Jagannath Puri with 6 inches gap in every joint in his body. It was almost 30 feet long. You can imagine your elbow, 6 inches gap. Your wrist, 6 inches gap. Your interphalangeal joints, inter this joint, in that joint, everything is 6 inches. You can imagine how long it will be. He was like 30, 40 feet long. All people don't identify him. Such an, you know, if you see your all joints are not connected to each other, how would you look? How would it look? It looks so unimaginable. So they were thinking, no, Mahaprabhu's door should be locked. So they locked and they put guards. And Mahaprabhu wanted to see Jagannath and he wanted so much, you know, ecstasy, he wanted to meet Jagannath, but everything was locked. There was only a keychain. Only keyhole was there. So what he did? He became like a thread and went out through that keyhole. He became a thread actually. Dhaga banke wo chavi ke hole se bahar nikal gaye. And he went and then he was found in the water unconscious, in the fisherman's net. Such kind of ecstasy he expressed in Jagannath Puri. No, Krishnadas Rajput is different. Krishnadas Kaviraj didn't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He only heard Chaitanya Charitamrita stories from Murari Gupta's Karchas, Sarup Damodar's notes, and he heard from Raghunadas Goswami at the bank of Radhakund. He gathered everything and compiled Chaitanya Charitamrita. Raghunadas Goswami couldn't bear the separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went and decided one day, I'll jump from Govardhan and commit suicide. I think that time Sanatana Goswami met him and told him, how can you do this? You are a sannyasi, your body doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the Lord. How can you destroy the property of other person? What right do you have? That's why he consoled him and he brought him back and he said, instead of committing suicide and destroying your life, you can use your remaining life in describing Mahaprabhu's pastimes to all the devotees in this world. That way you will have your solace for your emotions, you will feel Mahaprabhu's presence through his pastimes, and somebody will be benefited also. In that assembly, Krishnadas Kaviraj was there at the bank of Radhakund. In that assembly also Janma Mataji came one day. It's a long story. And also met Raghunadas Goswami. And then, this is called Uttarartha. The later half of the life of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya was heard from Raghunath Das Goswami. And that's how he compiled Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now we come to the real subject of my trip. That is the festival of Holi. Yeah. Holi hai! Nandilal Brajbal Holi khele. So this time I had the good fortune after many years to go to Barsana to witness the Holi. Laddumar, Latmar, Chadimar, all mar Holi. So the story is like this. On the 8th day of Falgun Shuddha Navami, on the Falgun Shuddha Ashtami, there is a messenger comes from Nandagaon on behalf of Krishna to invite Radharani to play Holi. He's called Pandey. And Pandey comes and at that time it is explained that Radharani already was married to Krishna in Sasural. Of course there are, I'm not going to confuse you, but there are leelas of Radharani's marriage with Krishna in 8 places in that area. Which area? Nandagaon, Basana and Jawad area. In 8 different places they have got married. In Bhandiram also they have got married. But sometimes those pastimes are revealed even to Brajvasis, sometimes they are hidden from Brajvasis also. So this time she is in Radharani has come to her mother's house and then Sri Krishna sends Pandey and Pandey invites Radharani for Holi next day. And Kirtimaya is so happy that he has come from Krishna's side to play Holi with Radharani. She feeds him laddus by his own hand. And fills his, in the memory of that, the Sriji temple, previously they used to feed the people who would come with invitation from Nandagaon. But then it little bit turned and they started throwing laddus on him. So now that has become Laddu Mar Holi. From when that Pandey comes, saj saj ke aata hai wo, Nandgaon se. Official invitation on behalf of all Nandgaon Goswamis. At that time, the ladies of Sriji Mandir, they start throwing laddus on him. And those laddus are captured by people as prasad. Laddu Mar Holi. Also, the same day, they also go to Nandgaon to invite Krishna. And next day, there is a Brahma Vivarta Puran, there is a story that next day early morning, there is a julus which comes from Nandgaon. Now it's stopped. Now they don't go as julus. They come on their own walking. But in that time, when Sri Krishna next day, all the demigods joined him in disguise. Like Brahma joined him, Shiva joined him, Shukadev joined him, Narad Muni joined him, Parvati Devi, Brahmani, Lakshmi Devi, everybody joined. All demigods. It said Purnamasi was carrying Shukadev in her arms. The naked Shukadev was also joined, and Purnamasi as mother was holding in her arms. And that whole julus started from Nandgaon, and Krishna was dressed up as Dula with all pichkaris here and all the stalks of dry colors and everything, and very beautifully decorated. This is how they decorated themselves today also, all the Brajvasi boys from Nandgaon. They look different in the whole crowd, and they can be made out that they are from Nandgaon. So they come from Nandgaon, and they go first to Sriji Mandir to invite her, we have come down to play. And of course, I'll not go in detail past time because time is short. I have told you that past time of Krishna coming at Pili Pokhar, and then the whole julus comes at Pili Pokhar, and then he invites her, and all the past time take place there. Then they come down to Rangili Gali, and in Rangili Gali, all the ladies are standing ready with the sticks, beat them. Huh? Gali, Rangili Lane. This is Rangili Holi, Navami. And that time, all the Brajvasi boys who are coming from Nandgaon, they are on the way to Sriji Mandir, and the ladies of Barsana, they are very, very smart. They are throwing colors only on these people. Not only throwing colors on these people, and using, you know, kya kehte hai usko, taane marte hai unko. Bahut sari baate bolte hai. Then there's a reply also there, and it continues like this. If you are there in the whole crowd, they will not throw water on you. You can accidentally get the water on you, but if you're next to these people. But selectively, they'll put colored water on these people only. And they'll throw laddus on them also, and yeah, use bad words also. Then they'll give back bad words, and they'll tease them like that, and then come back. Finally, you should know this, that before 15-20 days of Rangili Holi, all the ladies, they are fed dry fruits and heavy things to prepare themselves. They have bought new dress, which is now worth 50,000 rupees also. It's, you know, bhari kaam, kya bolte usko? Kya aap bolte usko? Bhara hua, kya bolte usko? Haan. What do you say? Bahut sara work kiya uske upar. I say heavy worked up sadis. And then they buy new bamboos, and they every day bolte na usko tel pilate hain usko. Roj tel se malish karte hain bamboo ko. Bamboo soaks the oil every day, and again next day, again next day, again next day. And they really make the bamboo really ready. Huh? The bamboos are like huge, and they are very tough, very solid, and very big. Bigger than the height of the lady, maybe 8 feet tall. Such bamboos are prepared, and all the newly wedded girls who are just married, specifically in those 15-20 days, the sasu doesn't give them any work. Just gives them cow milk, cow ghee, dry fruits, and tayar karte hain unko zordar, bole marne ka achhi tarah se. Such a mood, no? you can see such a beautiful mood is there. And then they have bought new dresses, and then finally they come out with their bamboos. When they all come down from temple, they first go and take darshan of Sriji and invite her, please come to play Holi. And all the girls, ladies are dressed up. And elder the lady is, her age, more strong she is and more experienced she is. And then as soon as they come, very, very beautiful custom is there today also. They don't go to play Holi directly. They first go to temple of Sriji, and then there are songs, it's called Samaj. They sit down there and they sing songs of Holi. Long time they sing songs of Holi. When that gets over, then 5 p.m. they come down. Apparently with Radharani they come down. And then Radharani with her friends comes down, and all them are on one side. As soon as the boys come from Nandgaon, they start hitting them. And the story is that Balramji feels very bad that Sri Krishna is being hit by Radharani. So he becomes a dhal, the shield, you know. And what shield they bring from Nandgaon is actually Balramji, which is very soft and which is very cushioned. And there's something to hold. That also is cushioned. And they hold on their head. And the gopis, the way they hit, you should see actually. It's not like this. Tick, tick, tick. They are jumping. Like you have seen the wrestlers, how they jump and they attack. Na? Mandal guma guma ke kaise jump karte ho. In that disc throw, how they goal ghumke kaise, how they throw. It's like a stance they take. Na? Like that, I cannot describe you the way the girl ladies jump about 2 feet in the height from ground and how they hit with full force. And if any of the hit is missed, you can break your bones also. Because they are like in full swing, you know. The mood is that Radharani is hitting and Krishna is taking the hit on him. And Krishna gets defeated by that. And in defeat, Sri Krishna gives Fagua. Fagua means sweets, ornaments, clothes and all the valuable things. And touches the feet of Radharani also. So even today also, when you see this function, everybody, the way they sit down and their gopis, 1, 2, 3 and 4 sometimes at one time they hit one person. So he has to look here. Because every time the attack comes, you have to see that it doesn't slip down from the shield and comes on you. Suppose it slips down. Your shield is like this. It may slip down. No? It may come on your shoulder and break your shoulder. So it's a very, very intense scene and very loving scene. And everybody is so festive and so joyful and hitting like anything. There's a yellow, green, blue, all kinds of colors of saris and the gopi dresses. You can see the colorful scene and the green color, big bamboos hitting like anything. And many, many places people are being hit. And every time the gopa is looking at the feet of gopi only. After hitting for a long time, then he touches her feet and gives money to her. But Krishna would give all the ornaments and clothes and sweetmeats. And the mood of all the holy is, Sri Krishna comes just to get defeated. The essence of the whole holy festival is not just fun. The essence of holy festival, Sri Krishna is exhibiting to all of us that how he wants to get defeated from his devotees. The Supreme Lord, who is the ever victorious, all victorious personality, but specifically comes to get defeated from his mother, gets chastised, gets bound by her. Father is also, he is serving his father with carrying his shoes, and gopis are defeating him in Malla Leela. You know Bhandirvan? In Bhandirvan, Radharani and gopis do wrestling with Krishna. And each gopi and Radharani every time defeats Krishna. In Bhandirvan also, Krishna wrestles with boys. And each gopa defeats Krishna in his wrestling match. So Sri Krishna is purposely coming to Brajvasis to get defeated. He loves to get defeated by them. So Holika essence mood is to get defeated by devotees. So Sri Krishna is supposed to give Fagua, there's danda if you get defeated. And Sri Krishna comes prepared only with all the things. It's not that ki are haar jaunga to dekhunga fir baad mein leke aunga. Aisa nahi. He is fully prepared that I will get defeated, I want to get defeated, and all the things he already has brought with him. And he is distributing to all gopis and touching their feet and taking their blessings. So he has come to get defeated to receive the love of gopis and Radharani. That is the mood. So next day, then the men of Barsana go to Nandgaon. So this is 9th day. 10th day, Dashmi, the holy of Nandgaon. And the men of Barsana dress up beautifully and go to Nandgaon. And Nandgaon ladies hit them on that day. Then there is Rangbharani Ekadashi. That is the Ekadashi after that. In that holy, Banke Bihari, Radha Vallabhji and all Vrindavan temple, Radharamanji, everybody they play holy. They all come out and then the whole temple is filled with colors and people throw colors on the Lord and Pichkari and everything. So Rangbharani Ekadashi is a very big Ekadashi in Vrindavan. Lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of people perform parikrama that day. From 12 in the midnight, it will start. And for 24 hours, it will keep going on and on and on. It's not a, you can't even walk, it's so much places. People are walking only, but it's like you have to walk very slowly because everybody is just fully crowded. Like in Govardhan Purnima, Govardhan Puja Day, so many lakhs of people walk 24 hours a day. You can't even walk fast as you want to walk. And all the Vrindavan will play Holi in different different temples. Then comes 2 days, there is Holi in two different places. I forgot the paper. On the Holi day, the day when Holika is burnt, there is one village which is about 10-12 kilometers from Nandagaon Barsana, called Falen. Whether you have heard this place, Falen? Okay. Falen is a place where, this is your hall. You can reach your last wall in the house. How many feet it must be? 25 feet? So maybe 40 feet wide, 40 feet in depth, there's a holy kunda. And when the holy is burnt, the flames go up to 3 floors. This is the holy I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a holy of 5 feet diameter and some flames coming for 5-10 feet. I'm talking about a holy which is 40 by 40, around 40 by 40, and its flames are going up to 3rd floor. Huge holy. And one person from that Falen village walks through the fire and comes out without getting anything to fire. Every year this happens there. They have some blessings of Prahlad. So he does 21 days fasting and he does some tapasya, chants some mantras. And this time who walked through, even last year also he only had walked through. I couldn't go because this time I studied everything in details. I put on paper and maybe next time when I'll be there, I'll be visiting that place. The paper mein photograph came. And photograph that person also in the fire also came. That is walking in the fire bare-bodied. Only kati vastra is there. And he was looking like this much only and the fire is like this. And he is like this in the picture. Huge fire. And he's just walking through. And everybody is just chanting the mantras and doing kirtan. That is Falen. Now the story goes like this. There is one Prem ki holi and there is one Rakshas holi. Rakshas holi takes place on after the Holika is burnt. Hiranyakashipu thought that, you know, I will burn Prahlad with my sister's efforts. She had the boon that she will not get burnt with fire. So I will burn him through her. But instead she got burnt and he remained alive. So there was only ash of her body everywhere. Everything ash and Prahlad just came out. So they got completely crazy. And they picked up the ash and started throwing on everybody in craziness. That is what we see today. Is Rakshas holi. Wo kichar uthana aur gadar ka pani phekna. That is in the frustration or berserk, you know, disoriented consciousness. The associates of Hiranyakashipu got completely crazy because they wanted to kill him and they could not kill him because he had ordered that he should be killed actually. But they just couldn't kill him and they tried so many ways. This was the sure shot way. And this also failed. They got completely out of control. And in the craziness, they picked up the ash and started throwing on everybody. That is called Rakshas holi. And Prem ki holi takes place from 9th onwards. With the colors of love and everything. The next day is Tuli Vandan. Everybody does the same thing. Throwing the dust of... Of course, they also got great significance. That Braj Raj is so worshipable. So that day they worship Braj Raj. Dhuli Vandan. And that Vandan kiya hua Dhuli jo hai, they throw on each other. But today they throw gutter ka kichad on everybody. Anyways, that is that text brings us to Purnima. That is Gaur Purnima day. Holi doesn't end at Gaur Purnima day. Holi continues for 5 more days. Till Ranga Panchami. Huh? Then on the Prathama day, Pratipada day of the next month, next Paksha, Palgun, Krishna Paksha, Pratipada. On that day, Balram tells Radharani, Bhabi, I want to play Holi with you. Radharani becomes very embarrassed because he is elder to Krishna, so he is very respectable, like they put Pallu also. So she felt very embarrassed. She went to Krishna and asked, ki, how Dauji Bhaiya today wants to play with me? How I can understand this? So Sri Krishna says that he is in the mood of Lakshman as a younger brother. So that's why he wants to play with you. So do not hesitate, you play. So that holi takes place in Javat and Bathen. But Bathen is the place where Balramji sits down One time Krishna came late, so he sat down and waited for Krishna there. So it's called Bhathen. One time they had a tiff with Krishna and Balaram. And Balaram said, today you don't come with me. Go with your friends and cows on different places. Don't come with me. So both went in different directions. And after some time, they all rested in one place. So where Krishna rested is called as Choti Bhathen. And where Balaram rested is called Badi Bhathen. There is a temple and deity of Balaramji sitting and resting. And cows supposed to be resting around him. So from there, men come from Bhathen to Jav. Jav is a sasural of Radharani. And there, the men are beaten by the ladies of Jav. But because Balaramji is coming, so nowadays, when they hit, Balaramji, when he was hit by Radharani, he took it on his hull, took it on his plow. The boys are taking it on the shield. When Krishna is being hit, and Krishna also is holding the shield in the form of Balaramji actually. But when Balaramji is being hit by Radharani, Balaramji picked up his plow and protected himself. So all the Bhathen men, they come with sticks and they take the blows on the sticks. It's called Chadimar Leela, Chadimar Holi. And next day, that is Dvitiya, the Jav men go to Bhathen and Bhathen ladies hit them and Jav men take the blows on the stick again. Then there is 3, 4 and 5 which I am not remembering now. But every day there is something different is happening. Then on the Ekadashi day also there is one more thing happens. The ladies of Mukharai, they pick up wheels of bullock cart and they put lamps on that or many layers and they put that wheel on their head and they start dancing. That is called Charkula Nritya. And the photographs came in papers. So many lamps, maybe 50-60 lamps on the different layers on the big wheel of a bullock cart. And that is on the head of a lady. And the lady is dancing with that. That happens on the holy day in Mukharai. Mukharai is what? Anybody know Mukharai? No. No speculation. If you know, you tell, otherwise you don't know. Mukhara Devi is mother of Kirtida Devi. Kirtida Devi. Kirti Devi is Radharani's mother. And Kirti Devi's mother is Mukharai. And she stays in Mukharai village, where Indusen, her husband, also stayed with her. That is the place where she was born, Kirti Devi. She had three sisters and one brother. And when Radharani was born, in wherever she was born, Raval or whatever, in different kalpas, when she came to know that my daughter has got finally baby, she started dancing in her village. And that is called Charkula Nritya. Charkula Nritya. With the wheel. So that also takes place on holy day also. Separately. So like that. On the fifth day of next Paksha. Ranga Panchami. Ranganathji of Vrindavan plays holy. And a big festival is there in Ranganath temple. You know Ranganath temple is there in Vrindavan? Huge temple in front of Govindji. Ranganathji Mandir is there, Rangji Mandir. And Rangji has big bagicha also. From temple to his bagicha, Rath Yatra goes. And on Ranganathji's Utsav Murti is there. All the Brijvasis from Vrindavan, they play holy with Ranganathji on the road. And they reach the bagicha, they rest there, they eat there. And again Ranganathji is brought back playing holy back to the temple. Now one thing I will tell you now before I end. Of course this can be narrated unlimitedly. Very beautiful pastimes. But every day when Radha and Krishna play holy, Shri Krishna and Radharani both get tired after playing holy. So both of them are every day put on a full dola. What is full dola? A jhula made out of flowers. And like in Jhulan Yatra, they are swung very, what do you call, very harshly or rashly or whatever, in a very great funny way. This way or that way or round or full circle in the sky or circle on the ground or sideways and front ways and angled ways, whatever ways. It's just a strong game. But this time when they swing Krishna, they swing him very softly and gently. As if he's not moving, but still he's moving. So he's tired. Then his feet are massaged with oil. And then he's given thandai and jalebi. And then songs are sung and he goes to rest in the night. And then again next day he goes to play holy. Again, evening he is massaged and soft songs and thandai and jalebi. So I went to one Brijwasi friend's house and I had full dola darshan. I had thandai, I had jalebi, had dinner over there, heard all the pastimes and came back home. Homes, temples, everywhere. So full dola is that pastime. But Sri Krishna is sung very swung very gently in the jhula and served very nice things to Shrama Parihar bolte usko. Shrama Parihar. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. What else do you want to hear? Tell me. In the holy day, I also wanted to go to Rangili Mahal, Rangili Gali, and we had done setting of which house will go and which balcony will sit and everything. But there was also a samaj of Man Mandir, where all the big, big devotees from many villages, they come, you know. They are looking very simple and gawar, but they are great devotees and great artists also. And they sing such songs they sing. So we thought we will hear for 2 hours and we will go, because at 12 o'clock you have to go. Otherwise everything, even road is blocked and people cannot go through. But we could not just leave the samaj of beautiful songs, and that went on till 2 o'clock. And then we had to take lunch. Our lunch was booked at that Goswamini's house, but we could not reach her only. Then on the way, I was telling her that abhi to भूख लग रही है बहुत, आपके यहाँ पर नहीं आ सकते हैं वगैरह वगैरह. तो वन ऑफ माई फ्रेंड ब्रजवासी हर्ड दैट, अरे डॉक्टर साहब आप भूखे हो चलो घर पे. सो ही टुक मी टू हिज हाउस एंड गेव मी पुड़ी एंड एवरीबडी कुक्स पुड़ी एंड स्वीट खीर दैट डे ऑन रंगीली होली. सो आई हैड राइस दाल स्वीट पुड़ी एंड होली आई एम नॉट सपोज्ड टू ईट, बट होली डे होली है. सो आफ्टर दैट देन आई ट्राइड टू गो टू दैट हाउस वेयर आई वॉज सपोज टू गो टू, बट एवरी वेयर देयर वॉज ब्लॉक. So then our Brijwasi security guard said, sir, Prabhuji, aapko darshan karayenge aaj. And he took me to one house, and that house lady was so kind, and she took me all the way inside her inner chamber of the house and took me out on private balcony, and there I just saw beautiful holy. You have seen the videos now, everything, photographs. Just like this, watching so nicely. And then, so the samaj was so beautiful, I tell you, I cannot explain to you. So beautiful it was, so beautiful. That each person is singing such deep emotions in that. That we feel, they look so ordinary people, you know, but when they start singing, there's so much devotion. So much natural, upspringing devotion actually. And that time I had a realization that even if Aurangzeb and Tughlaq and Muhammad Ghani and so many people came and, you know, tried to destroy our culture, destroy our temple, but this person's heart and his emotions in the heart for Krishna, nobody can destroy. However many times they may run away with deities and then destroy the temples and this and that, and so many things may happen. But the culture of India, so deep-rooted that no Abdul Ghani and no Aurangzeb can actually destroy it. The way it is. The way they sing. And there's something called as spontaneous singing, where you sing something and I answer you in singing only. It's called Nok Jok. Nok Jok means one party will sing from Nandagaon side, as if you are Nandagaon Vasi. And you start singing, teasing Krishna and, you know, criticizing Krishna and giving tane to him. And then Barsana side person also will answer in singing only. For example, Barsana Ghasis will say that Nanda Baba, are old man, and the old time, old man got a baby. It's all a shame. And this Krishna, your Krishna, such a personality, is chore actually, constantly stealing things. Then he will say, his sister Subhadra, she ran away with Arjun. No culture they have got. His Bua Kunti, she got baby when she was Kumari. Like that they will sing. And then Radharani, I mean, then Nandagaon Vasis will answer, Hare, Vrishavan Baba was old when Radharani was born. What you are talking? Like that. And that how they will keep on singing beautifully, you know, cutting each other. Then he will sing, then she will sing, then he will sing and she will sing. How nicely they sing, you know. And there's nothing like notebook in the hand. You sing and I answer you immediately. Beautiful singing. With tan and classical music. I recorded, but it was too noisy. I just I have got photographs of the songs which I heard them singing. And I was like, my heart was with so much of awe and reverence for them. I was just sitting close like this. You are singing, then he is singing and she is singing like that. I was sitting in the middle of the circle. And I could see that such devotion they had actually. One girl just stood up, like Rupa Manjari is age, younger than her. And she said, मैंने अभी अभी एक पद लिखा है आपके लिए प्रस्तुत कर रही हूँ कुछ गलती हो तो माफ़ कर देना. And she sang 10 stanza वाला song spontaneously. She made that there only and she sang. That's so amazing actually. And so many books they had, they were referring to books and they were singing from those. मतलब we can never reach there actually, where they are. I could understand one thing, hardcore realization. In this lifetime, I cannot reach anywhere where they are. They are so much immersed in their own rasa, you know. And plus, particular rasa is what? If you are Nandagaon Vasi, you are in Nandagaon Vasi ras. You are not mixed up with everything. If you are in Barsana Vasi, you are fully Barsana Vasi. You have ladies of Barsana, whether they are old or young or newly married or whatever it is, they all will go in the mood of Radharani's seva, they will do the Lathamar Holi. And all the Nandagaon Vasi's men will come in the mood that to get hit by Radharani's friends. And they also will bring money and sweets and they will give gopis and like that. Such unique things. They don't know what Rangbharani Ekadashi is happening in Vrindavan. They are only there in Barsana and they are in Nandagaon. They are enjoying their own rasa and they are immersed in that rasa. They don't need to go to any other place. This time very unique thing happened. All of you should know that this time the Paryatan Vibhag wanted to attract all the tourists and everything. And so what it wanted to do is, before Rangili Holi, on the previous day of Rangili Holi, they wanted to exhibit the same Holi in Vrindavan to attract tourists. So all Nandagaon and Barsana Pandas and Goswamis came together and did heavy agitation. And they went all the way up to Paryatan Mantri. And they said, this cannot happen. If this Lathamar Holi happens one day prior to Holi in Vrindavan, then we will not perform Holi only on 9th and 10th day in Nandagaon and Barsana. So that big arrangement of lakhs of rupees by Paryatan Vibhag was cancelled on the spot by Paryatan Mantri. And that time they said, okay, now we will perform. Otherwise they were all decided not to perform any Holi in Nandagaon and Barsana. Because this will destroy the culture. Now people will forget what happens on Navami. If they go to Ashtami and see the Holi in Vrindavan, then the tourists like you and me don't know anything. They say, to Ashtami ko aana hai abhi. Iske aage Ashtami ko jayenge aur dekhe jayenge. And the whole tradition of thousands of years old, it takes place on Navami and Dashmi, you will all forget one day. You will not know only. And then they will say, ki ye to Holi yahi hoti hai, yahi ki Holi hai, yahan ki origin shuru hui thi, Barsana Vasana sab khatam ho gaya. If you go to Pratap Bazar in Vrindavan, there is one Nandagaon there, artificial Nandagaon. And all the Bidwasis there tell ki Nandagaon ye yaha par Nandagaon ka ghar hai. And tons and tons of grains are donated there. On paper only, not exactly. And one Barsana also is there. And people tell ki Radharani ka ghar yahi par hai. So no one knows where Barsana Nandagaon is. It's just cheating. So like that, if Ashtami Holi would have taken place, people like you and me would have thought ki yahi hai sab kuch. So they will not know what's happening, Rangili Holi, Rangili Gali, Sriji Mandir Samaj, and people come from Nandagaon, and ladies from Barsana hitting them, and they go, men go there from here to there. Nothing they will be knowing. So I felt whatever little respect and love I had for Brajvasis, it increased multifold that day. When I saw people, such deep songs they were singing, you know. We can never even catch one word and one bhav of that, actually. Another feelings I had when I was, every day me and Bajeshwari would go to one holy place in Vrindavan. So then I was thinking that such a fortunate place. You look on right side, it's a holy place. You look on left side, it's a holy place. You look in front, it's a holy place. You look behind, it's a holy place. Everywhere is surrounded by only holy, holy and holy place. That's all. Such a fortune. I go to National Park, there's one beautiful atmosphere, walking. But when I was walking every day to morning in Vrindavan Parikrama Road, every few steps, new holy place was there. And on left side, constantly Jamuna Ji was there. So I walked a lot, many places. I would keep meditating and chanting and walking. It's a great fortune actually, great fortune. And then I took Barsana Yatra to Kaliaghat. No, I took Barsana staff on Vrindavan Parikrama Yatra on 1st March. And to my surprise, suddenly the Panda at Kaliaghat was very happy with my pravachan there. He was very, very happy. He said, Prabhuji, aajai aapko kuch dikhata hu main. And he showed me that kalash inbuilt on the tree. So I also saw for the first time after 30 years of my visit in Vrindavan. So what I'm trying to tell you is that every time something new is being revealed, that only makes us understand that Vrindavan is unlimited. You can never say that I know Vrindavan. How can you say no Vrindavan? You don't even know iota of Vrindavan. When Krishna wants, he will show more to you. And he wants some more to you, next time he'll show some more to you. That's all. That's all is the truth. And in the ocean, you will get only one drop like that. So this time when I saw that kalash, I showed so many people, yatra everywhere, whoever came, I took them to that place and showed that kalash to them. Amrut kalash. One day I just went to walk and many days in between I could not go because of my second fever. So then I just got up and went for a walk. And I went to Madan Mohan temple. And I sat there and chanted for a long time in front of Sanatan Goswami. That photo also I have sent. Goswamiji's kutir, bhajan kutir and a well and sunrise and everything. And I came out after chanting and I saw some people from my village, Udupi, sitting there and lost. You can make out from their face. They are totally lost. They don't know where they are and where they are sitting. They only asking, Banke Bihari, Banke Bihari, Banke Bihari. At 7 in the morning, I said, Banke Bihari? 9:30 a.m. So there only I told them all the stories of Banke Bihari, Radha Vallabh and Sanatan Goswami, everything. Then I took them down to Kaliaghat and told them full story of Kaliaghat. So I was just thinking that what is my chance to meet them? I have just not gone for a walk for many days and suddenly I feel like going to walk on Madan Mohan temple. So Sri Krishna is very kind. If you have little sincerity in the mind, then Sri Krishna can reveal everything to you. Full spiritual world can be revealed to you. What we need to have is sincere heart. When I met them and told the stories, I could understand that they were in ecstasy actually. They were there for a long time in Kaliaghat, offering, bowing down and bowing down and bowing down again and again. Because they passed by that, they didn't know what is it. When I told them what is it, they were like in ecstasy completely. Then I send them messages, photographs, all the places, where to go, how to go, when to go. And they will maybe join me in yatra when I take next yatra. So they had just come. Aadha din Mathura mein jana hai, thoda ghum ke aayenge, dekhenge kya hai. But I don't know anything. But if you have sincere desire, then Krishna will arrange for you to reveal His holy place to you. It is fully in His hands, how He wants to reveal the holy place to you. Every time you go, if you know, if you feel, oh, I know Kaliaghat. No. You have to go with open heart, because Kaliaghat is ocean-like holy place. It will reveal to you as and when you go, Krishna will keep revealing to you all the glories. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Sri Barsana Dham Ki Jai, Sri Govardhan Dham Ki Jai. So on 30th of March, I did Govardhan Parikrama also. 5 to 8 a.m. and 5 to 7 p.m. But 9 to p.m. I worked also. And I was on job. I went to Kusum Sarovar. I was on job. I was on duty. Parikrama. 5 to 8 I did 3/4 parikrama. Then I did my job 9 to 5 and 5 to 7 remaining parikrama. 5 hours. वहाँ से चक्रेश्वर महादेव को मैंने 9 o'clock I ended my parikrama part parikrama took रिक्शा and came to Kusum Sarovar and हाँ मंदिर में फिर वहाँ पर काम किया पूरा दिन I worked the whole day there 5 o'clock got out and went remaining parikrama He was not resting there. See, you will know, like to know that, okay.